Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Anyhow you want. Is your daddy's house? If the usher say, why are you crossing your leg? It's my father's house. I can sit as I like. Amen. After everything Pastor Gwenga has said, people, if I just start worshiping, it won't be fair. Thank you for that. I like the sound of it. So, I mean, so much to say, but Reverend Gwenga Shafe, help me appreciate him. You know, he goes by many titles. He's a prophet, you know, and a pastor. I didn't know that he will pastor like this, but they've been my friends forever. And Pastor Wumi, I love and I honor them. I may not see them for years, but when I see them, it's as if we just finished seeing yesterday. And Pastor Wumi has harassed me twice today.
Hallelujah.
Already, or just today, twice. She has already harassed me. It's good to see you. I love you. Hallelujah. It's good to be here, honestly. It's good to be here. I decided that, first of all, I will not sing You Are Good, so that people will not disgrace me. Because I hear that your version is better than my own. So I will leave You Are Good for you people. I will just worship God. Amen. Secondly, Pastor Gwenga had asked me to submit a set of lyrics. I said, what kind of jam question is this? When you are coming to a service that is called worship service, number two is a prophetic church.
Yeah.
You want me to now be trying to follow something that I put down? No, it was very, very difficult. So please, we are just going to worship God. When he asked us to worship, he did not ask for a song.
Yes.
All right. So worship is first about the heart. Maybe I may sing a couple of songs you don't know. But guess what? I'm singing about your lover. All right? If somebody's talking about the person that you love, will you say that it's not your business? It's your business. So, in fact, you'll be blushing. If they say, oh, she's beautiful, your wife, you'll be blushing, isn't it? It's your wife now. So I'm singing about Jesus. So if I'm saying he's beautiful, just blush. Even if you don't know the song, amen. Hallelujah. I'm truly excited to be here, and I'm happy to be with my brothers, Kelvin, and my brother, Prince. Sorry we couldn't come with the entire team. It would have been a bloodbath, blood of Jesus bath. Amen. Okay, are you ready to pour your love on him, to love him? Let's just close our eyes if you want and just set your gaze on heaven and just say, thank you, Jesus, for the access you've given to us to worship you. He is our access. He is our access. Thank you, Jesus. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will is enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you.
You are the reason I live.
The reason I live.
Say to him, Lord, you are the reason I live.
Yeah.
Master, El Shaddai, worthy is your name, worthy is your name, Savior. You deserve our praise this morning.
You see, the reason why we go this route is this. Worship has existed before any of us was born. And the angels and the elders in heaven, when they worship, the Bible says that they declare, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. He who was, who is, and who is to come." And when that comes out as a call, the others respond, "Worthy, worthy is the Lord God Almighty." You see, at that level, their conversations are not divided. Everybody agrees. So for us to enter that dimension of God, you must agree. Is he really worthy of your praise? When we say lift up those hands, is Messi or Ronaldo more worthy of your hands than he is? There is none holy as our God. There is none besides him. There is no one like him. Today we agree with the elders and the angels. Ay, 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 ay.
Amen, amen, amen.
an honor to worship this God. I say you are worthy. You're no longer worthy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're worthy, Jesus. Oh, yeah.
You're worthy of it all. See you.
Equal with God. Let me say to somebody, the devil trembles when you call him father. To hear that God is your father. Can you imagine police stopping a car on the road? Park! Park! And the guy winds down. And they're like, come down from this car. Who are you? And somebody now whispers to the policeman, Na Tinubu became Bidato. What do you think will happen? Like, his legs not be able to carry him. I've seen something like that happen. Soldiers stopped a senior, one of the top senior of soldiers in the country, and they didn't know who he was. He was on Mufti. And they were like, okay, bam, open your boot. He didn't say anything. The story ended funny, but that's not why we're here. So for you to open your mouth and call him Father, it's not cheap. Don't just say it. It's not cheap. Demons tremble to know that we are his children and that you know it. What scares them is that you know it. If you don't know it, they are fine. So I want us to sing that line again and call him Father softly. Father.
I've come to worship you. love us. Blessed art thou, Son of David. Blessed art thou, Son of Jesus. Blessed art thou, Son of David. Blessed art thou, Root of Jesse. You are eminently glorious, immaculately beautiful. I could go on and on and on and on, but my words are not enough. My vocabularies will fail me. Permit me to pray. Oh,
I thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for your blood, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands, bearing all my sin and shame. Your forgiveness and embrace, worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. Jesus, we cry. The darling of heaven crucified, the treasure of heaven crucified, the power of heaven crucified. Worthy is the to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. We're singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Oh,
Amen.